Ah, finally. Do you have any idea how long I've been waiting? I have a very busy schedule, you know? I don't just sit around waiting for people all day. And don't just stand there gawking. Come in already. My neighbor's starting to see some random guy just hanging around my doorstep. It's embarrassing. Okay, so welcome to my house, I guess. And before you even think about it, don't touch anything. That vase over there, imported from Italy. Those throw pillows, custom made. This whole place is basically a museum, so keep your hands to yourself. I still can't believe Professor Martinez stuck me with you for this stupid project. I mean, what was he thinking? I specifically told him I work better with people who are more academically similar to me, people who understand quality work. Not that you're dumb or anything, I just meant. Ugh, never mind. You probably wouldn't even understand anyway. So, I picked some horror movies because apparently that's what we have to analyze. The Conjuring, Hereditary, Sinister, all supposedly super terrifying, which is absolutely ridiculous because horror movies are completely stupid and not scary at all. What? Why are you staring at me like that? I'm not trying to convince myself or anything. I just genuinely think horror movies are juvenile and predictable. I've seen way scarier things in real life, like my chemistry test last week. Besides, I'm not some weak little girl who gets scared by fake movie monsters. I'm the head cheerleader, okay? I've been thrown 20 feet in the air and caught by people who sometimes forget to pay attention. That's scary. Some dumb movie with bad special effects? Please. Fine. Well, watch The Conjuring, since you're being absolutely zero help with this decision. And don't you dare judge my movie collection. I didn't pick most of these. My little sister left them here, obviously. I won't get snacks, but don't think this means I'm being nice to you or anything. I just don't want to listen to your stomach growling for 2 hours. It would be quite distracting. Here, popcorn, candy, and drinks. And before you ask, no, I didn't make the popcorn special for you. I was gonna make some anyway, because I usually snack during movies. This isn't me being thoughtful or whatever. Now, we need to take notes about cinematography, sound design, character development, you know, actual intelligent analysis. I've already started an outline because, unlike some people, I don't procrastinate. Oh, here we go with the dramatic music. So original. Like, we can't figure out something creepy is about to happen without them literally playing scary sounds. Do they think their audience is stupid or something? Okay, fine. The clapping game thing is actually somewhat clever. Using childhood innocence as a contrast to create tension, I guess that shows some basic understanding of psychological manipulation in film. The cinematography isn't completely terrible either. I mean, it's not like a camera or anything, but they do use lighting effectively to create mood. I was just caught off guard because I was writing notes. It's hard to concentrate with their random loud noises interrupting my analysis. This is exactly why I hate group projects. I mean, the practical effects are better than I expected. Not that I'm impressed or anything, but at least they didn't entirely rely on cheap CGI like most movies these days. This couch is ridiculously big, you know? We're practically shouting at each other from across it. If we're gonna have an intelligent discussion about this film, we should probably sit where we can actually hear each other properly. Don't get any weird ideas about me scooting close, okay? This is purely practical for academic collaboration purposes only. Okay, that basement cinematography is actually quite sophisticated. The way they use shadows and confined spaces to create claustrophobia, although anyone with a half a brain knows you'd never go down to investigate scary noises in the basement. That's like horror movies 101. I didn't mean to grab your arm. That was a reflex from cheerleading. Well, we're trained to have quick reactions and grab onto people for safety. It's not because I was scared or anything, obviously. I know I'm not letting go, but I can if it's bothering you. I mean, not that I care if it bothers you, but I don't want to get distracted from the movie analysis or whatever. Okay, that thing is actually pretty well designed from a special effects standpoint. Very realistic, and that sound it makes, genuinely unsettling sound design. I can appreciate the craftsmanship, even though it's not actually scary to me, personally. You know, you're not as annoying as most people in our class. I mean, you're still kind of weird, but at least you're not constantly trying to show off or make stupid jokes during serious academic discussions. What? No, I'm not leaning against you. This position just gives me a better angle to see the screen. The lighting here isn't great, and I need to observe all the visual details for our analysis. It's not like I want to sit next to you or anything. Stop staring at me like that! I'm actually just trying to do quality work on this project, unlike some people who actually care about my grades. No, I'm not cuddling you. This is just strategically positioning myself so I can still take notes while avoiding the more graphically violent scenes. I'm not hiding or anything ridiculous like that. I just don't see the point in watching unnecessary gore when I can focus on the important cinematic elements. Don't you say anything about this. I'm just resting my eyes on your shoulder for a second. All this note-taking is giving me a headache, and your shoulder just happens to be at a convenient height. I don't think this means anything either. I'd do this with anyone. It's not like you're special or anything. Okay, fine. Maybe this movie is slightly more effective than I initially thought. The psychological horror elements are actually quite sophisticated, and the way they build tension is admittedly well-crafted. But I'm still not actually scared, just academically engaged with the film's emotional manipulation techniques. That's completely different. Although, thank you for not being weird about me sitting closer. Most guys would probably make some stupid comment and try to put their arm around me or something gross like that. But you're just letting me focus on the movie without being a creep about it. Welp, that was educational. I can see why Professor Martinez assigned it for analysis. Psychological horror elements were more sophisticated than I expected. So, I should probably tell you something about this whole project thing. When Professor Martinez was assigning partners, I may have possibly sort of mentioned that I thought he'd be a good academic match for this assignment. But don't get any weird ideas about it. I just noticed that you actually pay attention in class instead of playing on your phone like everyone else. And when he reads your essays out loud, they're actually not terrible. Which is more than I can say for most people in that class. I know you probably think I'm just some shallow popular girl who only cares about makeup and cheer and parties, and maybe I let people think that because it's easier than dealing with them expecting me to be smarter, whatever. But you never looked at me like I was just some dumb blonde stereotype, even when I was being less than friendly earlier, which wasn't personal, by the way. I'm just not good at this kind of thing. I've actually been watching you in class for a while. Not in a creepy way, just you always have interesting things to say about the films we watch, and you notice details that other people miss. I thought maybe if we worked together, I could learn to analyze movies the way you do. Not that I need help or anything. I'm perfectly capable of academic success on my own. I just thought collaboration would be mutually beneficial for both our grades. And maybe now that you could see that there's more to me than just the cheerleader thing. Not that I care what you think, but it might be nice if someone actually saw me as more than just a pretty face for once. I mean, not that I'm calling myself pretty, that would be conceited. I'm just me. You know what I meant. So, what do you think? Do you on to maybe watch another movie sometime for the project, obviously. We should probably analyze multiple films for a more comprehensive understanding of the horror genre. And if you pick the movie next time, I promise I won't complain about your choices much. I mean, I may have some constructive criticism, but I'll try to be more collaborative. I mean, is it okay if we stay like this for a few more minutes? Just until I finish processing all the cinematic techniques we observed for academic purposes. This is actually really comfortable. Not that I'm admitting I like cuddling with you or anything, this couch is really nice, and you make a decent armrest. You know what? I'm actually glad I requested you as a partner. Even if I had to feel kind of sneaky about it. And don't look so smug about it. I'm a cheerleader. We're strategic. It's not like I have a crush on you or anything ridiculous like that. I just think you're not completely terrible to be around, that's all. What? Why are you looking at me like that? Do I have something on my face? I'm red? I'm not red. How dare you? Do you mind maybe getting a little closer? Just for warmth? Have you ever done any sort of advance on a girl before? You know, I was mentioning that you never really put your arm around me or anything. I was just thinking if you ever cuddled with a girl like this. Just want to know. Curiosity. Yeah. No? Because I was saying, guys I usually hang out with, they all end up flirting with me, but you didn't, and I was just wondering why you didn't do that. Like, if you don't like me or something. I mean, not that I care that you like me or something, I'm just curious, you know? But yeah, that makes sense then. Why am I touching your leg? You're funny. You don't really get, like, the whole situation. I mean, I can imagine you were wondering why I was asking, but you seriously don't know? You can't be this innocent, right? How's this? I'm gonna kiss you, and you're gonna like it, because you don't love me. Not that I'm super, you know what I mean. And then you tell me what you think. And we'll go from there. But just to be clear, it's not like I like you or anything like that. So? You won't tell me if you like it? Well, there's an easy way for me to tell if you liked it or not. How? Well, this right here between your legs. Why do you look so shocked? Look how hard you are. Shouldn't be a shock that I'm trying to flirt with you. You think I can take care of this for you before we start watching another movie? Come on. I won't bite. Fuck. I'd bet you don't. You don't look like the type of guy who would have such a big cock like this. My hand looks tiny right next to it. You like this? Yeah? Just like that. Yeah? It's okay. Don't be embarrassed. I'm just helping you. It's part of the project, you know? Yes, I'm getting horny while looking at it. You think I'm not? You can come. Actually, please come in my hand. If you do, I might even taste it. Yes, 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 yes. Oh my god, you're thrusting against me. Yes, yes, come for me, come for me, come for me. Come on, come on. Oh, oh, oh. Damn, you shot up. Well, I promised. Tastes better than the popcorn.